this impact of the power outage on the appliances.
If you face a situation where the light goes off, please disconnect your equipment from the power supply.
In order to prevent electronic disasters, the population is advised to properly handle the electrical appliances, especially during this wet season. Lucia Agbo reporting for the regional news in Boya.
From the southwest to the northwest region, where some female university students in Bamenda have taken up the commitment to learn hairdressing this holiday so they can gain a skill which will eventually be for them a source of income. These students think rather than spending time doing nothing, they prefer to occupy and enrich themselves during this period. Fela Kezia Fonja, after visiting one of these beauty palos, put together the following report for the regional news.
Visiting one of the beauty parlors in the region, a good number of students from the University of Bamenda on holiday have taken the commitment to learn how to braid and style hair. Titang Solange, owner of a beauty saloon, says all her apprentices do practical learning.
I like teach them on hair because I don't advise that they should learn on a doll. When you are plaiting on a doll, if it happens that the hair is spinning, it's a doll. You cannot say that the hair is spinning. But if you are plaiting on somebody's hair, if the hair is spinning, you know how to adjust your hand and are really picking up. Yes, the children are very obedient, respectful, and are very smart.
Excited about the experience, some of these students feel an extra skill gained will be a plus rather than idling around.
An MSc student of University of Bamenda just defended my master's in February, and I'm here to learn hairdressing. Given that graduation is right in December, it's better doing something like learning a new skill than staying at home. I'm here just for 2 months, and I'm actually loving the exercise.
For others, it's a means to an end in the future.
I choose to do hairdressing because it will help me. Meanwhile, I am the university. I can do a friend's hair. She might pay me. And while I am the university, I'm not supposed to be asking everything from my parents. So at least it will help me. Then I'll be doing it for 3 months.
Becoming a hairdresser to these students is primordial, reason why they are putting much effort to see that at the end of their stay in the beauty parlor, they would have acquired the necessary skills needed to excel in this sector. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
And to the West region, where parents in Bafoussam are doing everything within their powers to give their offspring memorable moments by taking them to tourist destinations around the country this holiday. Our West regional correspondent Isaac Ngongkum spoke to some of them on the streets of Bafoussam to find out what they are doing to ensure their children enjoy a heat-free vacation. His report.
Cameroon is blessed with numerous touristic destinations, with the West region harboring a good number of them. The choice of visiting one over the other, therefore, boils down to one's financial means. Fongwa Search is a resident of the city of Bafoussam.
This period holidays, my children, I'm seeing how they are not very comfortable in the house. I want to take them come and discover some little place. We can go either to Bangwa or to Bachi.
Unlike him, Mrs. Mbongshe already has a precise idea of where her children could be visiting this holiday.
For the holidays, I would like my children to visit Limbe for their first time. So they will be there with their uncle. He can take them to the seaside in Limbe.
Douala and Yaoundé are not left out.
Cambium Dion Samuel, with my family, I have planned to the first group has to go to Douala to their own uncle, and the second group has to go to Yaoundé.
Budget constraints and lack of adequate knowledge is no excuse, as a simple change of environment could play the trick, as Madame Long Gepnang attest.
Usually, we send them to relatives in other towns or change of environment.
Psychologists, however, advise that parents do their best to take their children to new places where they can better rest and recharge before schools reopen. Isaac Ngongkum, CLTV News, Bafoussam.
And in today's edition of the regional news, we take you to Mabenge in the Nyong and Kele division of the Center Region of Cameroon, a locality which offers a variety of environmental and sociocultural attractions to visitors and tourists. Natives describe the locality as a venue of abundant blessings. Maimoun Andre of CLTV Center is our guide this afternoon.
Mabenge, a legendary locality which happens to give answers to people's expectations and struggles. Situated some 50 kilometers away from the nation's political capital, Yaoundé, precisely in Matom, Nyong and Kele division of the Central Region, Mabenge, according to natives, is a locality which pertains to the symbolic power of the Bassa Mpobati ancestors. Since November 2023, this area has a dual significance. It is said to be a source of blessings and an exquisite touristic site. Intrinsically, this village encompasses all the strengths and sociocultural values of the Bassa Mpobati people and goes as far as offering good fortune to those who come visiting from far and near. Known as a unity village, Mabenge has a variety of plants which have exceptional healing and ornamental properties. The unity stone in this area welcomes visitors and gives an opening to a perfect encounter with ancestors. The forest here adds meaning to the presence of visitors and enables them to have a singular fragrance of nature's beauty. Traveling to Mabenge and enjoying all it has to offer is worth it. And as its name implies, Mabenge, which literally means I will see, gives reasons to see things like nowhere else. Bernadette Tonyemem, Maimoun Andreya for the Central Regional Station of the CRTV.
Thank you, Maimouna, for that discovery. And that brings us to the end of the regional news. But before we go, a reminder of our headlines. Environmentalists and local authorities in the Center Region have decried the continuous infiltration of plastic waste on major streets despite all efforts to combat the phenomenon. And electronic experts are cautioning people to shut down electrical appliances during heavy downpours, often accompanied by thunder and lightning. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.